Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number tonight and every night, every weekend night on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you need help with, we're here for you on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a really cool guest on, Chris Jankulowski, author of Near Death Lessons. He's had 8 near-death experiences, and he's got a super interesting story to tell. Chris Jankulowski at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. You'll find all the Youngevity products up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneurial lifestyle, it's a great way to get into the nutritional supplement field, help change the world by helping educate folks about the power of nutritional supplementation. You can also just get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price if that's what you so desire. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. Also my blog, pharmacistben.com. We've got some really cool stuff up at pharmacistben.com, and we're going to be putting some skincare products up there as well at pharmacistben.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that one up for me. Also, you can, you'll find a Join the Team link as well as all the Youngevity products at criticalhealthnews.com, where you'll find videos, news stories, and blog posts up at criticalhealthnews.com. All the Youngevity products are there as well. Also on my blog, pharmacistben.com, and at brightsideben.com. If you prefer, you can call 866-735-2470 to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team or to order your favorite Youngevity products. That's 866-735-2470. All right, Chris Jankulowski, author of Near Death Lessons, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. We are going to continue talking about skin hydration and skin moisturization. We have a serious problem with skin, dry skin in this country. Almost everybody has dry skin. When I do talks, skincare talks, I'll often say, hey, how many people out here have dry skin? And invariably, everybody, literally everybody raises their hands. I would venture to say in my experience, almost 100% of people over maybe the age of 18 or 20 have some kind of dry skin condition. Kids usually don't suffer from dry skin. It's usually as we get older that we have this problem. And clearly, there's something wrong because we all use moisturizers. People have moisturizers in their lockers and in their cars and in their purses and in their kitchens and their bathrooms and at the office and everywhere. Some people have 2 or 3 different moisturizers. And everybody has dry skin. So clearly there's something wrong, and I present that dry skin is misunderstood as a cosmetic and beauty issue. It's really a health concern. The skin is designed to not be dry. Under conditions of dehydration, the skin doesn't operate as effectively. It doesn't function as a barrier as effectively. It doesn't grow new skin cells as effectively. It ages more quickly. It becomes more sensitive. It's more vulnerable to a sun exposure and sunburn when it's drier. So dry skin is not cosmetic. It's health. And we're doing it wrong if we think that all we got to do is smear a moisturizer on it and get rid of our dry skin. We've been talking about eczema for the last couple of weeks, dermatitis. And dermatitis and eczema is triggered by dry skin. That's why if you have eczema, you'll find that if you occlude the skin, that is if you cover it up with a moisturizer, you won't get breakouts. You won't get eczematic flare-ups. That's because when you have eczema, that's the one time when you could use some wax and you can use some oil and you can use some Vaseline or petrolatum or something to occlude or cover up the skin and get benefits. Other than that, you will not only not get benefits by using a moisturizing cream or lotion. And by the way, that word is so silly to me. Moisturizer. What does that even mean? Moisture is water. You're not putting water in your skin when you put a moisturizer on. You're putting wax and oil. You get water in the product, but it's not going into your skin. It's basically just wax and oil and emulsifiers and fragrances and a bunch of water that sits on the surface. Nobody gets moisture from a moisturizer. They get slicker. They should call it a slickerizer, not a moisturizer, because it gives you a slick sensation. It's the weirdest thing to me. We put these products on our skin, and then we rub our skin, and we feel the product, and we think we've actually done something to our skin. It's a smoke and mirrors. It's a tactile illusion. It's not an optical illusion. It's a tactile illusion. There's an illusion that we've done something to our skin when all we do is feel our product. Anyway, moisturizers is even worse than that because a moisturizer, as we said yesterday, will end up suppressing your skin's natural ability to moisturize itself. And that's really the key here. The skin has an ability to moisturize itself. And when we talk about the skin moisture, by the way, we're really talking about the skin barrier, the surface, the top layer, so-called stratum corneum. Don't be put off by that technical Latin term. Strata just means layer. Cornea means hard. The hard layer, the barrier. So this hard layer, the stratum corneum, has three natural mechanisms for assuring that it will stay hydrated. Nature has created a system, a biochemical system, that will assure that the stratum corneum stays hydrated when we're healthy. So first of all, as we said yesterday, there's molecules in the cells of this barrier, of the stratum corneum barrier. The cells are called corneocytes. Cornea means hard, site means cell, hard cells. And these cells have molecules inside them that attract water. How these molecules are formed is so amazingly cool, and we're going to talk about that here in the coming days. But for now, it's enough to say that there's these molecules in the surface of the skin, in the cells of the surface of the skin, that are like sponges. They're biochemical molecular sponges. Technically, they call them humectants. Humectant is a biochemical molecular sponge made up of amino acids and organic acids and electrolytes and urea, which is sometimes used in skincare products. And all of these molecules act like a sponge to trap water from the ambient humidity, from the moisture in the air. And the system is set up so that when we move to a dry climate a lower ambient humidity area like Colorado or Arizona or Nevada from Miami or New York, what's supposed to happen is you just make more natural moisture factors. The skin's supposed to adjust. It doesn't adjust, however, when you put something on top of your skin. So not only do moisturizers and lotions not work, they actually suppress the natural moisture factor. And this is why people get addicted to their lotions or their creams or their chapstick or their Blistex, because the lips also have natural moisture factor in them. We'll talk at length about this concept of natural moisture factor suppression and what you can do to turn on the natural moisture factor here in the coming days. So the second mechanism, there's three main mechanisms. The second mechanism is fats that live in the stratum corneum. These fats act like sealing agents that naturally prevent water loss through evaporation. They're your own natural moisturizer. The natural moisture factor absorbs water, and the fats in the skin give your skin a softness, and they also seal in moisture naturally. They function like a mortar. The corneocytes function like bricks, and the fats function like a mortar. But these fats, these natural fats, are reduced under conditions of dietary deficiencies, which almost everybody is suffering from. All right, we'll continue when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Chris Jankowski coming up at the bottom of the hour. Your call's next segment.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get to you in just a sec. Chris Jankowski will be with us, author of Near Death Lessons. Chris has got a really amazing, amazing story, and his book is super cool. Near Death Lessons. We'll talk to Chris at the bottom of the hour and get your calls here in just a moment. 844-236-6010. So you got three main mechanisms for skin moisturization. When we say skin moisturization, we're really talking about the surface of the skin barrier. Number one is the so-called natural moisture factor, which is produced in this amazing, amazing way, which we'll talk about here probably in the next, sometime in the next couple weeks. And then the second is these fats that are produced by cells as they're rising up from the bottom to the top. These cells function as mortar to the cornea sites, the cell's bricks, and they help seal in moisture. And then the third element is really amazing, something we've only known about for about 25 years or so. The third element are these tubes, these microscopic tubes, water transporting tubes that are microscopically thin called aquaporins. I bet you haven't heard that term, aquaporins, because you don't hear about those through mainstream means. Your esthetician or your dermatologist probably haven't told you about aquaporins, and for good reason, because we haven't really known about aquaporins for very long. But it turns out that there's these little tubes inside the skin that pull water to the surface from the lower levels. However, as we age and as the impact of nutritional deficiencies and toxicities kick in, as we become exposed to the sun or sun becomes damaged, as the accumulation of glycation, sugar damage to the skin, accrues, as fibrosis accrues, as all the things that then build up as we age, toxicity and fibrosis and aging and sun exposure, all of these things can conspire to suppress aquaporin activity and can lead to dry skin. And this has nothing to do with the moisturizer. In fact, the moisturizer will probably further suppress aquaporin activity. On the other hand, there are things you can do to stimulate epidermal aquaporins. And you can actually put certain ingredients on top of your skin. Caffeine, for example, topical caffeine can help turn on aquaporins. Green tea, topically applied, can turn on aquaporins. Menthol and peppermint have aquaporin stimulating activities, as does tea tree oil. You can also eat certain foods, take certain supplements to amp up aquaporin activity, particularly amino acids, arginine, glycine, glutamine. These are really important amino acids for overall skin health, actually for overall health, of course, but also for helping build aquaporins. And as we talked about yesterday, arginine, glycine, and glutamine are also very important for the natural moisture factor. They are hygroscopic amino acids. That means water-trapping amino acids. So these are the three main elements that help keep the surface of the skin, the stratum corneum, hydrated. And it's not just cosmetic. It's also functional. A functional, hydrated stratum corneum is more functional. It acts like a better barrier. So these three elements are not only important for just for hydration of the stratum corneum, but they're also important for the functionality, the health of the stratum corneum. They're also important for eliminating dry skin. These three elements, by supporting them, by supporting the health of the skin, by supporting the activity of the natural moisture factor, by stimulating fats, these sealing fats that act like mortar to the cornea site bricks, and by supporting aquaporin activity, you can really, truly eliminate dry skin, a condition that affects almost everybody, as I say, despite the fact that everybody is using moisturizing creams. Derms and skincare professionals are recommending them, and they're advertised everywhere. And it's just one of those things that everybody knows that they're supposed to do. Put on a moisturizer, a really good moisturizer. It's a meme. It's a myth. It's a mind virus. Dry skin has nothing to do with a moisturizer. Here's another meme and a myth for you. Dry skin has nothing to do with drinking enough water. If I had a nickel for every time I heard a skincare professional say, "Oh, you have to drink more water if you have dry skin," I would be a rich man. Nonsense. Dry skin has nothing to do with drinking enough water. Of course, you have to drink water, but by the time if your skin is dehydrated because you're not drinking enough water, you're probably on death's door. Dry skin is about fats, not about water. Dry skin is about aquaporins, the transport of moisture, and dry skin is about the natural moisture factor, not drinking more water. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. On our next Bright Side episode, we'll talk about how you can actually support the fats, how you can actually support the natural moisture factor, and how you can actually support the activity of aquaporins, which draw water up from the bottom of the skin, the lower levels of the skin, to the stratum corneum. 844-236-6010 is our number. Chris Jankowski coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Near-Death Lessons. Let's go to the phones and see what Mary has to say. What's going on, Mary?
Hi, Ben.
Yeah?
We're studying aquaporins at Sound Health right now.
You are? No kidding. How come you're studying them in Sound Health?
Sherry decided to study them. And
she just decided randomly to talk about aquaporins. Now, you know, they're not just in the skin. They're also in the intestine, and they're found in the connective tissue. So it's not just a skin thing. It's kind of interesting, though, that you're talking about aquaporins and a sound healing. Is there a relationship between sound and aquaporins?
Isn't it in the glands, too?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, maybe because of for detoxification. I see. That makes sense.
So, my daughter has a friend who has systemic yeast.
Ah, yeah. That's a tough one.
Candida, specifically, that got through a blood test.
We're going to run out of time here, but let me tell you a couple things about yeast. First of all, fungus in general.
Wait a minute, Ben.
Yeah? Yes?
So I'll have my daughter call you back because I won't be able to call you back for a couple of months.
Okay.
So when we run out of time, I'll tell her and she'll call as soon as she can.
That'd be great. But let me say this real quick, because a lot of people are dealing with this. Fungus and yeast are really tough to deal with because they multiply via spores. And spores are super, super hard for drugs to penetrate through. So it's really no pharmacological remedy for dealing with yeast infections and fungal infections. And they are notoriously problematic. In fact, there's like these black fungus. I don't know if you've heard of these black fungus that are killing a lot of people now from hospital infections. They're the end result of overuse of antibiotics because bacteria are supposed to kill the fungus. Eating a lot of sugar can be problematic. A lot of things that we do on a regular basis as a part of our culture just are designed, not intentionally, but they encourage the proliferation of fungus. So it's really problematic. The best thing you could do is reduce your sugar intake and support the good bacteria in your gut. Anything you could do to support good bacteria, that is, number one, use probiotic supplements. Number two, try to avoid taking antibiotics. I know there's antibiotics in dairy and there's antibiotics in food and water, et cetera, so it's really hard, but try to avoid it as best as possible. And then if you can drink distilled water, if you can stay away from chlorine, you know, obviously you have to have chlorine in tap water because you don't want to have toxicity in the tap water. But sometimes the chlorine can create more toxins by reacting with things in the water. So chlorinated water is a big problem, and I would venture to say a lot of digestive GI problems are associated with chlorinated water. Certainly, killing off the bacteria, chlorine killing off the good bacteria in the gut can be problematic. And there's also, you know, glyphosate has a anti-good bacteria effect on the intestine, and that can be problematic too. Supporting good bacteria, and then also reducing your sugar intake. Get a book called The Yeast Connection by Dr. William Crook. Thanks for calling, Mary. Appreciate it. That's all the time we have for this segment.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA News Update. Two people were killed and more than two dozen others injured when gunfire erupted at a crowded block party early Sunday in Baltimore. Mayor Brandon Scott called the shooting a, quote, cowardly act. France is being rocked by a fifth day of protests over the police shooting death of a teenager. Thousands of riot police were patrolling the streets of Paris and other major cities the day after the funeral of Nihal Mirzouk. Former Vice President Mike Pence says President Biden is acting too slowly in providing military weapons to Ukraine. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Pence said the Biden administration has not delivered on weapons it promised months ago. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is leading at the box office in its debut weekend with $60 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evenings, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you want to review a program or a topic or share one with a friend or loved one. You'll also find all the Longevity products at brightsideben.com, along with the Join the Team link that you can hit if you want to start a home-based business. If you are an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, which is definitely not for everybody, but if it sounds intriguing to you to be your own boss and to help change the world with the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, you want to definitely check out the Longevity business opportunity. Hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com or on my blog, pharmacistben.com, or on our news stories and blog posts and videos, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find all the Longevity products as well as the Join the Team link. You can also call 866 735
2470-866-735-2470 if you prefer to speak to a real live human being. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, acne, rosacea, eczema, dry skin, even just plain old aging or wrinkled or hyperpigmented skin. All our Truth Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just 100% active and functional ingredients. They're all up at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today. Chris Jankowski is the author of a very fascinating book called Near-Death Lessons. As you guys know, I'm super, super, super interested in near-death experiences. Chris is the founder and CEO of Remote Staff, a recruiting company that specializes in remote working placements. And he has got quite the story to tell, which he does in his book, Near-Death Lessons. Please welcome to the bright side, Chris Jankowski. Hey, Chris.
Hey, mate. Ben, how are you, mate?
Nice to talk to you. Man, oh, man, what a story you have to tell. Holy cow, yeah. Chris. It's like if I hadn't talked to you and, you know, we had a conversation a month ago, I would just think it was fiction. It's like too amazing. It's that you're living in a Hollywood movie. That's just the most amazing story. So tell us.
It's not a record you want to keep, right? Nearly you're dying as often as I have. But yes.
Well, you not only survive, but you're also telling the tale and what a tale it is to tell. So tell us a little bit about. I mean, you can't tell everything about your story. You had 8 near-death experiences. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about some of the near-death experiences that you've had, and then I want to get into the real most important, to me, what the most important part are the lessons. But just to set it up, tell us a little bit about your experiences, your near-death experiences.
Well, look, it all happened to me at the age of 19. I am 50 years old right now. And at the age of 19, I was diagnosed with a rare hereditary condition called von Hippel-Lindau syndrome. They didn't know much about this condition at the time. All I know is that they said to me, Chris, you're going to most likely have tumors and cysts all over your major organs, and the life expectancy is 30, so you're probably not going to live very long. You're going to have a short life. Oh, and you've probably got cancers all over your body right now since you haven't got scanned. And that was it. That was my diagnosis. I never got told, here's some support, here's some information. Connect with this crew or anything. I'll just see you later. I walked out of the clinic going, oh my God, what? How do you know I'm going to be dead? I mean, what? What is this? This is nonsense. How could they do it? You know. So it was a really incredible start to my adolescence. And I did what every other 19-year-old would do. I simply ignored the condition. I pretended if I really didn't get this diagnosis, maybe if I really, really deep down forgot about it, maybe it would never have been true. And for a while, I thought that was true until a decade later and a brain tumor almost killed me. And it was a relief, to be honest, because, Ben, when that tumor finally came and almost killed me, I looked at the sky. I said, God, enough is enough, man. I'm not living like this anymore. I'm not living a disempowered life like this. I've had enough of being a victim of my circumstances, of this hereditary condition. Everything I bloody do is a constant challenge in my head. Should I? What's the point? I'm going to be dead anyway. Like, there was always this evaluation, and I never shared that with anyone. It was something that was always happening with me, and I had no idea that this diagnosis and the ignoring of this diagnosis didn't just have me running away from life. I mean, running away from this diagnosis, but I was running away from life and everything life had to offer. If anything got too hard, I'm done. Why bother? If anything wasn't fun, I'm done. Why bother? If I started something and it didn't take off, well, I ain't going to try. You know, the list went on. And the problem with living like this, living as if we are out of control in our lives, like we are victims of our circumstances around our lives.
Mm-hmm.
See, life happens for us. We are in control of our lives. And it's shocking when we empower this perception of reality out there as if it's our reality, and then we live by it. You know, like if somebody tells us something long enough, we might even believe it. So we've got to be very careful to not be on autopilot with our brains, because our brains can easily be wired and we allow it to happen, and we must shift that corner of saying, you know what? We need to wire our own brain. We can't just allow the world and our circumstances around us to shape who we are. That doesn't have to be the only way.
So we make up a story, and then we jump inside and live as if it's true, even though we made it up.
Yeah.
It's like idol worship. Like we worship, we set up an idol, and then we worship it. And it's something that we built ourselves. But how do you get out of that situation? I mean, you'd be forgiven to just give up and just be a victim, obviously, with all the stuff that's happened to you. How did you turn it around?
Well, that was a brain operation. Obviously, 13 years of being a victim of a disempowered individual. I have, like, as I mentioned, it was just, I got tired of being often doubtful, disheartened, and running away from life and everything. Playing safe, you know, passive and low self-esteem and all the rest of it. So when that tumor came, I just said to God, look, kill me if you want. I've had enough. I choose life. I know I'm going to have this operation. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to walk or talk or move my body anymore, be in a wheelchair, whatever. I don't care. I'm going to choose life. Whatever life and whatever time I have, I'm going to make the most of it. And that starts by not allowing this kind of victim mindset to exist anymore. I'm not going to live like that. And when I made that shift, and when I did have the operation, everything did go well, and I did recover, and I took some time off, what I was amazed with most was just how much I was limiting myself before I even begun anything. So I started to notice what I tried to do, like after that brain operation, I took one thing that I noticed compared to being a victim versus a self-empowered individual was I took life problems on. I didn't run anymore. Like, so, you know, you're a pharmacist, you're all into this health stuff. So a lot of the audience there, do you reckon it's the food industry's responsibility for what we eat? No, it's our responsibility. You know, we put it in our mouths.
That's great. Because in my business, there's a victim. A lot of patients do have that victim mentality. They blame the government, or they blame doctors, or they blame the food people. And that's really important. What you're saying is to take responsibility for yourself. And I love that. That's to me, that's so empowering. Hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. When I come back, I want to talk about this whole idea of victim mentality. And then let's talk about what it takes to live a deliberate life, a deliberate conscious life. We're talking to Chris Jankowski, author of Near Death Lessons. I'm Pharmacist Ben. More with Chris on The Bright Side right after this.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted.
But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. We're talking to Chris Jankowski, author of the book Near Death Lessons. Chris, before I went to break, we're talking about this idea of victim mentality, and it's kind of understandable because there's all these huge forces that seem to be arrayed against us. Everything from the government to financial things, our bosses, our jobs, our relationships. There's all these things that seem to be conspiring to drag us down. How do you get out of that? How do you get out of being a victim? And why is it that some people do and some people don't?
Look, it's so easy when you're a victim also to spending your time on non-important activities or running around in circles and stuff. And, we all have a little bit of time here on this earth. We're all alive for a certain period of time, then we're gone. I think it's very important that we need to be a really good steward of our time. And that can only happen when first we understand that sometimes we need to focus on what's most important for us. But the world is big out there, you know, and there's a lot going on. And so when we can focus on us and what's most important for us, let's just narrow it down and just focus on what's in control. So if you're in control of something, there are two things you're in control of, your thoughts and your actions. Just focus on that. Do not focus on all these things that are outside of your control. There's a thing that we all make mistakes. So the way I transitioned was to understand that every day I have a limited amount of waking hours and a limited amount of energy, as in productive energy, energy that I could use to focus and achieve results and apply myself in a focused way. So it's not unlimited. And we all just think because, you know, we've got all this time in the day, whatever, we've got all this energy to apply ourselves fully. So no, that's not true. So stop wasting energy on things outside of your control. Right, the past. Forget about the past. Can't change it. Don't waste time there. Or like things that you just mentioned, the government or all these other external things. They're outside of our control. Do not waste your limited energy on that. And more importantly, do not waste your most important resource, your time, on these things. You must shift away, because if you are doing these things and you are spending a lot of time and energy toward these things that are outside of your control, you must acknowledge and accept the fact that this is a reality, that you are simply applying yourself in a mental entertainment way. You're just entertaining yourself. Wow. That doesn't get results in your life. Stop it.
Wow. Entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of wallowing. Really? It's kind of indulging in a way. Do you think people are, and this is kind of going to maybe rub people the wrong way when I say this, but do you think people are entertained by their depression?
Look, I know it's, I've got friends and stuff who, I've got a very wealthy friend who was once the one of the top 200 richest Australians. I don't want to mention the name, but I mean, he had mega depression. And so there is definitely the mental illnesses, chemical imbalances and stuff that really do happen. But outside of those extremes, the other ones that aren't that extreme, it's just their brain patterns. That's all they are. It's when when I had my tumor burst the second time in my second brain operation, burst the tumor in my head, almost killed me, left me with 8 months to learn how to walk and talk. When I went on that program, a process, I learned about neuroplasticity firsthand. And I learned that at the end of the day, we are simply brain patterns. And our brain loves to be lazy. Our brain does not produce energy outside of its 20% capacity.
It's economical.
It's economical.
Yeah, yeah.
When there's a synapses firing connection, initially it does all these long roads, back roads, and then as you use it over and over, that thought, that emotion, every time you use it more and more, it gets deeper and deeper, then all of a sudden these electrical pathways form bridges and highways. So it's more efficient and effective to fire what you are wanting it to do. And so just know that your brain is full of patterns, and your brain is freaking lazy. It doesn't want to change because it takes energy. So when you're doing these thoughts about these negative things or whatever that you're entertaining yourself with, it's just your brain pattern. That's all it is.
Now, give us some tips for, actually, before you do that, talk to us about this idea of live like it's your last year alive. I'm totally fascinated by that. I always think of living as like it's your last minute alive, your last month alive. Tell us how you came up with that idea.
So, a friend after my brain operation the first time said, "Oh, Chris, you know, live as if it's your last day alive, and you know, you're living life to the fullest." I noticed this shift in me, and I told them to stop saying that to me because it gave me anxiety. Like, I cannot live strategically if it's my last day alive. I cannot live in a free-spirited manner if it's my last day alive every damn time. So I just changed that coin to the word, you know, live as if it's your last year, like every year. That way I can be more strategic. That way I can say, okay, well, you know, there's all these things outside of my control because my hereditary condition means I really do grow cysts and tumors and cancers in some parts of my body all the time. And so I am always, oh yeah, I've got a clear run for 5 years, then an operation, or 10 years, then an operation. I've always got this battle of life and death happening to me, and I've always got this uncertainty. So one way I manage uncertainty and this unknown is to just stay focused within the year, and within that year, it's in your control. You get your yearly MRI scans towards the end of the year, like in November, December. Get the green light to live life to the fullest in the next year, and then plot out the year. So what I do is I plot out first the important dates of my family birthdays, seasons, because we like migrating birds, and then one of the things I learned over 30 years of doing this was, if it really is my last year alive, then the most important thing I need to be a steward of is my time. And I realized that if I don't have clarity with my desires, if I don't really know what I want, man, was I burning time. Because I was getting influenced by everything. You know, there's so much information in our world today.
Yeah.
There's so many things pulling at us. It's so easy to find yourself standing over there and standing over there and standing over there. You're not going to make significant progress anywhere. To make significant progress in our lives that truly can make an impact in our family and our communities requires decades of focus and commitment. Decades. You ain't going to get there with just always shifting focus all the time.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was just going to say, so Ben, so for me, having clarity with my desires is where I decided to spend most of my time. And if I have clear desires, why is something important enough for me? Then when I got to understand that fully, I would then link that goal, that importance, that reason why it's important for me to achieve this, to an image that made me smile. And when I would think of that goal, and then I'll put the reasons behind that image. so that I'm reminded of the reasons why this goal is important. And then every time behind my wardrobe somewhere, you know, there's this image on my phone. And every time I look at that image, I'm reminded of my goal. And more importantly, my subconscious brain is getting the message. This, because our subconscious, the way to communicate to a subconscious mind is through values and goals and through images. Not necessarily words, it's images and feelings. And so never just put them on words, on paper, your goals. Link them to an image. It's surprisingly powerful with our subconscious. And when you've got your subconscious part of, when your subconscious is conspiring to work with you on your goals, it's shocking what happens. You really do achieve them.
So values, images, and feelings, are those the three things that you have to use to communicate to the subconscious? Did I miss something?
Yeah. Values,
images, and feelings. What do you mean by values? Elaborate on that.
Yeah.
What do you
mean? Look, we all have values. These are things that provide us energy. Like, you know, like me and my wife are so different. So for me, you know, I have a more, my values are more to be, you know, center and in the action. Whereas my wife prefers, you know, kind of like that greenery, nature, earthy kind of. I'm a fire. She's a, so her decisions and things that she would like and provide her energy is vastly different from what provides me energy. And so we base our goals and decisions around what provides us energy. When you really tap into, you know what I mean? When you really tap into your goals and why it's important, at the end of the day, your goals need to, you know, like we're all so bloody motivated by our fears. We don't know what it's like to be motivated by our desires.
That's
and
so
what
true.
Does that really, what does that really, really mean? It really simply means our desires give us energy, drive, focus.
And you can tell, probably, you can tell by how you feel. You can tell by how you feel, if you feel energized or if you don't. I wish we had more time, Chris. I'd love to have you back on if that's possible. You want to come back on the break? That's awesome. Hang on the line. We'll talk after we get off the air. Chris, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. And your book is wonderful. Near-Death Experience, amazing book. Near-Death Lessons. Near-Death Lessons. Chris Jankulovsky. And if you want to purchase the book, you can get it on Amazon. And also his website is neardeathlessons.com, neardeathlessons.com. Thank you, Chris, and thank you to all you listeners. I appreciate you very much. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back at you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm Farmer Spen. Till then, have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.